Colossians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ who are at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have towards all the saints, because the hope which is up for you in heaven, of which you hear before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it is in all the world and brings forth fruit as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in Ruth, as you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be led with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, pleasing to all, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father, who has made us worthy to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, because all things were created by him, that are in heaven and are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions, rule, kingdoms, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him, and for him, and he was before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he might have first place in all things, because it pleased the Father that in him would all fullness live, and have made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, I say, whether they are things in earth or things in heaven. And you, who were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present holy and without blame and above reproach in his sight, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and not be moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature that is under heaven, of Paul am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is lacking of the afflictions of wrist in my flesh for his body's sake, is the church, of which I am made a minister according to the stewardship of God which is given to me, for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hidden from ages and generations, but now is revealed to saints, to whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery, the Gentiles, Jews, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect, spiritually mature, in Christ Jesus. For this reason I also labor, striving according to his working, who who mightily works in me.